Tomorrow is Virginia's primary election. Democrats have a crowded field. They have six candidates running for lieutenant governor and two for attorney general, with Abigail Spanberger, the Democratic nominee for governor. Republicans, on the other hand, do not have any statewide competition this year, with the nominations for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general already filled by Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. But they aren't talking to each other, and they haven't even been seen together. It's been awkward since April, when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin called on John Reed to drop out of the race after Republican opposition research linked Reed to a blog featuring photographs of naked men. Reed denied having anything to do with the account and said it was extortion, that he was being targeted because he's openly gay. The party's been fractured since. So what happens now? John Reed joined us here on WTOP to talk about where things stand. He says the top Republican candidates are still not speaking to him.
I would love to do an event with my ticket mates. I continue to invite them to do that. And every speech I give, I endorse them and tell everybody why I'm endorsing them. And I just assume that at some point here, hopefully in the near future, everybody will get together. It's been disappointing that that hadn't happened yet, but I'm just going to work hard every day. And for the last 2 months, even in the midst of some really horrible stuff that's swirled around me, I haven't canceled anything. I just keep on going every day, and I will welcome them when I get to see them.
Is this something where you have reached out repeatedly and they just have said, no, we're not ready yet?
I haven't heard from anybody in a couple of weeks. In 7 weeks. But
Wait, hold on. You haven't talked to Winsome Earl Sears in 7 weeks?
No, I haven't. But that's okay. That's okay.
Is that okay?
It's got to be okay, because I'm campaigning for lieutenant governor, and everybody's, as Winsome said, everybody's got to run their own campaign. And so I'm aggressively pursuing my campaign. It's been exhausting, but then I go to bed at night figuring I won the day.
At the same time, though, isn't it a little bit difficult to run a campaign like this when you're all on the same team and you're not talking? That's got to be a little bit difficult.
It's disappointing to me, because I think we have a huge opportunity to showcase new ideas. I think we've got a real opportunity here, and I don't want to squander that. They've all got my cell phone, and I would love to see them. And I believe in them, and I'm voting for them. And I hope that eventually we will all be together and they'll embrace me, because I think we have a winning message for the people of Virginia.
Okay, so the elephant in the room. Have you talked to Governor Youngkin since the day that he called you and told you that he believes you should leave the race?
I haven't heard from the governor, no. But, you know, this is about ideology and not about, you know, the personalities involved. And I just got to stay focused on that.
I hear that as we talk about these issues, you're being very careful not to attack anybody personally, say anything bad about any of the Republicans running on your side. But do you harbor any resentment about what happened? Do you think it did damage to the Republican Party in Virginia?
I think it did damage, but I decided not to wallow in that. And I decided to get back to the issues that I think people care about and not worry about, you know, my personal wounds or hostility. Listen, I'm mad about what happened to me. I don't like being bullied. I don't like being threatened. I don't appreciate it at all. And I think it was wrong, but I'm a mature adult. So I am capable of putting all of that aside to focus on us delivering for the people of Virginia. We may have a couple of little conflicts and they may be personal, but I believe in the same things that these people do for the most part. And, you know, that's the imperative here, is not making this personal, but making it about the citizens of Virginia. And I appreciate what Glenn Youngkin's done as governor. Even though there's a little bit of conflict right now, I appreciate what he's done. And I'm willing to stand up in front of every audience in Virginia and applaud that. And now it's time to look at the next 4 years. Can we hold on to the good stuff and deliver for Virginians? I think we can. I didn't appreciate what happened. I've got problems with what happened, but I've got a very limited time to make my case to the people of Virginia, and I can't be distracted. We can't be distracted by that ugliness. We got to focus on campaign issues, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, John, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. See you later.
That is John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor in Virginia.